Welcome, everybody, to the 15 Years Later podcast. My name is Mike Wilden. With me, as always, is Tim Larson. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are listening. We appreciate you guys listening, as always. It's the end of the school year, and so there's a lot of work to be done with final exams and such. So maybe I'm a little loopy. I don't know what kind of Larson you're going to get right here, but we hit record, so let's find out.
I'm looking forward to finding out the answer to that.
Yeah, me too.
I want to ask you to elaborate on that, but real quick, first, we should wish everybody a happy belated Mother's Day.
Absolutely.
We didn't get to mention that last time on the podcast, and a lot of people we know that are mothers that are important mm-hmm. to us, and they deserve all the appreciation and respect and celebration that they can get every day, not just Mother's Day, but especially on Mother's Day, they should be acknowledged. So happy belated Mother's Day to all of you mothers out there. Of course, mm-hmm. especially my mother and, you know, your mother, but I'll let you do that part.
Yeah. I hope mom's listening. She started out listening to the podcasts. I hope she's listening. If you are, mom, I love you. Thank you. You are fantastic.
Yeah. So getting back to the end of the school year, I know I've heard, you've told me personally a lot about this, but why don't you, whatever you're willing to share publicly, obviously, it's going to be less than you've probably told me, but why don't you talk a little bit about what the last couple of weeks has looked like
for you? This is a mini therapy session. That's great. Thank you. I appreciate that, Dr. Wilden, Dr. Crash Wilden.
So Crash Tyson to you.
Yeah, well, if I'm paying you, I'll whatever you want to be called during the session is fine. So it is the end of the school year, and like I said, it's final exam time. So the amount of hours of doing stuff gets a little crazy. Our district has this rule where if kids don't like how they did the first time on a test, they can have the opportunity to take it a second time. And so at the end of the school year, of course, kids start looking at their grades and get very, very concerned with doing these retakes. So the volume of work I have to do grading those kind of things gets rather intimidating. While that's happening and getting ready for final exams, spring is nuts. As soon as the weather starts getting nice after spring break and the end of the school year, everybody gets antsy. And we went to school a week ago under a couple of threats of violence. You know, that's the era that we're in the school buildings.
Oh, hooray.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people are getting really good about being vigilant about this stuff, though. If they hear something on social media or they see something, we have hotlines set up for this. So as soon as something was said or something came out, the machine went to work and it did a great job. The sheriff's office gets involved. There's an investigation. I mean, within 24 hours before the school doors open again, we found out there was nothing credible. There was no actual threat of violence. And so, you know, you go to work, but it's a weird day, you know, for a couple of reasons. Like, you know, you feel comfortable. Hey, I got to do my job. The sheriff's got to do his job. The superintendent's got to do his job. I'm going to assume they did their job right. I'm going to go to work. But the walk in from the car can be a little unnerving, especially knowing your wife works in the building also. You know, there's some emotions that go along with that.
Right. And we obviously don't want to make light of, you know, what the threats were about, because there have been way too many of those, you know.
Correct.
But yeah, I remember, you know, you sent me and I think, you know, your cousin was in on a couple of three-way texts, or you were just kind of sending us your thoughts a couple of times throughout the day. And it was just like, man, I felt for you.
Yeah, thank you. The other thing that makes the day a little strange, I don't blame them at all. A lot of parents keep their kids home that day. And so that day of school feels very different because you're missing a lot of kids. And so there's a really eerie kind of feel when that happens. But you know what? The only thing, the best way to get by it, do your job. Just go to work and just put it in the back of your head and do your job. And, you know, it's just another day of school. But yeah, in between that and being the end of the school year and all of the grading, Man, I've been tired. I think I told you this the other day. I made tests and graded tests for 14 straight hours, and I'm still not quite over that. Like now that I'm in my 50s, I can't just grade for 14 hours straight and then get up and walk straight the next day. Like it takes a toll on me at this point. So I need some downtime. I need to binge watch a show and catch up on some rest. However,
I
having
guess it's
said,
just Breaking Bad.
well, yeah, oh, that's a good point. We have talked about that, and I am woefully behind on watching Breaking Bad. Maybe that'll be a life changer. But, who knows?
Yeah, maybe. Well, I mean, it's a pretty intense show, and this is a, I mean, yeah, it's a good show.
Yeah. So,
That was kind of an intense way to start the
I don't want to, yeah, I don't want to overdo that. I just, you asked
podcast
how I'm doing.
out.
I had to be honest. So, I'm not gonna lie. I got a glass of wine and I'm ready to go. By the way, I had a thought. I know that you're in Wisconsin presently, so you're not at your apartment. But I grabbed this bottle of wine just to change it up a little bit, not have a beer while we're doing this, and it was a twist off top. You remember we had all the issues with the wine opener? When you go
Yeah.
back to your apartment that you live in, can you check to see if we're so dumb that we didn't even look to see if one of those bottles was a twist off?
Oh, I'm sure that one of them is. But I mean, the thing was, it's that's I don't think Tara Crack, I don't think that's what it's about. I don't think it's okay, what's going to be the most convenient for us? It was like, all right, choose which one you want and we'll open it. That's also, it was like 2 in the morning at that point. So, logic is just gone at that point.
Well, and also, we were in the escape room at that point. We had to find a way out of the escape room, and neither one of us wanted to look at other
Right.
options, right?
Well, at least not the option of something, not the option of another bottle. We wanted to get that bottle open. We
That's
looked,
right.
there were plenty of options there,
That's right.
except for the working drill or an actual wine opener, but there were other options.
Oh, God, stubbornness is just a disease. So that's how I've been doing. Let's get back to you. How have you been doing, Mike? What's going on in your life?
I'm pretty good. A week or two ago, my cousin from Arizona visited.
Oh, right. You told me that was going to happen. How'd that
Yeah.
go?
We've always been pretty close. 'Cause so here, quick thing about my family. My relatives on either side, like my youngest cousins are, 10 or 11 years older than I am. Then my siblings are a little in front of them.
Okay.
And then my one of my cousin's kids is like 10 or 11 years younger than I am, and then my nieces and nephews are younger than that. So I've got a 10-year buffer on each side. So I've got like an entire generation
You're
to
your own
myself.
lane. In the family tree,
Right.
you are your own lane.
Right. Except for my cousin Katie from Arizona.
Okay.
We've always been close despite the distance, but anytime we would hang out, it would always just kind of be an in passing kind of thing, for a few hours here or there. I was in Tucson last year. She drove out on a Wednesday night, to the place I was staying there because I was working so much. She was like, yeah, I'll just, she made the drive from Phoenix just to see me for a few hours, which
Oh,
is
that's
great.
great.
But there's a time limit on that. It's like, all right, well, I better get going and, or we got to get back to, whatever it is.
Oh, Mike,
And
I
that's
totally
kind of
get this.
always.
As a guy, I live 4 hours away from all my family. When I do go into town, there's a short amount of time to see family and friends. I totally get what you're saying. So she got,
Yeah.
how long did she stay with you?
It was Monday through Friday. So Monday
Oh,
night through
that's
Friday
great.
night.
That's great.
I picked her up at the airport Monday. We stopped by at Portillo's, came back, and we just like that was kind of the first time she and I got to hang out without any
No
restriction on
rush.
time.
Yeah,
Yeah, there
yeah.
was no rush. It was just like we can just hang out and not worry about okay, when do we have to get going? We can just
Yeah.
chill because we just pass we hang out till we pass out basically and then go and wake up the next day and do Chicago stuff. But it was just so cool, like we went for a walk around my hometown. Just it's really nice, safe town. It was a beautiful night, so we just walked by the river and just hanging out there. And I told her what I've told you before, and whenever I tell people about her is that if we lived closer and were able to hang out more often, we'd be like best friends. That's
Sure.
just, she and I always clicked So yeah, it was when we just went back to my apartment. We were kind of planning out our next day, and then we got a little sidetracked. I mean, we mostly made a plan, but then it was like, all right, well, I don't really want to go to bed yet. And we just started showing each other, like, videos on YouTube and laughing, and then we're, watching Simpsons. We had a few drinks and we're just hanging out and laughing, just having a great time. And then it was 5 in the morning. And
That sounds
it was
awesome.
like, wait, what time are we supposed to wake up? 7?
Yeah.
Well, let's just see how that goes. I thought the way it worked out, we didn't see as much, but we enjoyed it that much more. We kind of took our time and we didn't put that as much pressure on ourselves. And so we got to enjoy it. So that first day we did like the river architectural tour, the architecture tour
Great way to see the
of
city.
Chicago, which I'd never done either.
Nikki bought tickets for us to do that years ago, and we just had a great time. Like you it if you guys that are listening haven't done something like that on the river, it's a totally different way to see the city, and it's pretty fantastic. By the way, the place where you get onto that boat is real close to the Billy Goat Tavern, where you can get your cheeseburgers and your Pepsis. So just so you know.
Dang, I wish I would have realized that. And then we, the next day we did a Cubs game, and then we went to this really weird, like, it was supposed to be a kind of like a little underground, like artsy kind of thing where, it's kind of fancy when you walk in. I immediately had to get to the bathroom. When I walked in, there were like black lights and this kind of soothing, like, kind of beat. And then every once in a while, a voice would cut in, like, "Hey, you are capable of achieving your goals." And you're like, "Thanks. Just trying to finish going to the bathroom here. That's my goal right now."
Not all art in Chicago is for everyone. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. We walked through the entire thing in about 7 minutes. But yeah, so we did, some Chicago stuff, and then we just had a day where we just hung out, watched movies, and then we just met my mom and my aunt for lunch the next day. And so before we left to see them for lunch, she like made a point. She stopped me. She was like, "All right, like put the car in park. I'm telling you this, and focus here." Without going into the specifics, she just told me how special I was to her, and kind of
Oh,
like,
that's nice.
yeah, just basically told me I was the older brother she never had, and
Good for you guys. That's cool.
that meant a lot to me because she's kind of the little sister I never had.
Sure.
Like I said, we've always been close, despite being, so far away and not getting to see each other that often. We've always been, pretty close, and we've made the effort to, to keep that going. And so yeah, I teared up a little bit at that. I don't know if you noticed, but I, yeah, that was really special for me.
Well, that's nice. Well, you said earlier that like you have your own lane in the family tree. It's nice to share the lane.
Yeah. So that was really cool. And then we went and had lunch, and yeah, it was great. Just a great week hanging out with my cousin, and we're both looking forward to planning the next one.
Awesome.
So shout out to my cousin Katie.
That's great. So if I can sum up the story, I think what you're saying is you had the opposite week of the week that I had.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's you telling me my week was opposite seas of yours. I just made up a word right there. Well, I'll tell you what, I hope that that she's listening to this podcast and she enjoys hearing it. If you are listening, I hope it makes you smile a little bit. So I think it's time that we move on. Are you ready to talk about this the Great Escape, which is we're going to find out it's pretty important to us.
Yeah, this is a unique one.
Yeah.
This is gonna
We
be
got some things to say about why we wrote this one, why we placed it in here. Like there's some meat on the bone here. Let's take a bite. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into this blog here. Mike,
Start over. I was laughing through that
no,
whole thing.
absolutely not. I'm rolling with this. You laugh all you want. Mike wrote a really good piece here, in my opinion. I hope you guys appreciate this. It's different from anything else that we've had so far. And we've already gotten a couple of comments and likes on the blog that suggest so. There was a lot of stuff about hiking, obviously. I mean, the whole thing is about hiking. You talk about super nature, and we've got a lot more to get into, but as you were doing hikes, can you explain, did you have a favorite reward, a favorite super nature thing on Hawaii that everybody can hear about?
Yes. The one that always I think pops up in my mind first was this big waterfall
A
at the
waterfall.
end of past the road to Hana. So if you drive the road to Hana in Maui, it's this like 8 mile long or however many miles, just very, very windy road
Okay.
through the mountains. And there are a lot of like one car lane bridges and stuff, and just one of the most beautiful drives you can imagine. And then you get to the town of Hana, and if you keep going like a couple miles past that, there's a national park there,
Okay.
and you can hike up this mountain, and it's like a 2 mile or yeah, it's like a 2 mile hike, but it takes you a while. Like it takes hours just because it's straight up. But you go through like a
Oh,
bamboo
so
forest is
it's
a
a
big.
vertical hike, not just like a nice walk. It's a vertical
Yeah,
hike.
I mean it's a, yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay.
But there's like a big part of it's a bamboo forest, and so I didn't, I got to see one of
Ooh.
those, and yeah, it was really, really
Oh,
cool.
man.
And then you get to this basically this kind of big, I guess kind of a canyon, but you're kind of in the bottom of it, I don't know, but just this giant waterfall.
Oh, that would be something.
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was oh okay, so it was called the I think it's Waimoku Falls, I want to say.
The Waimoku Fall.
It was up the PPY Trail. PIPIWAI is how you
Okay.
spell it, the
Okay.
Hawaiian thing.
All right.
But yeah, that trail led up to this waterfall, and that was one of my favorite super nature rewards that you mentioned. But there was also, in Kauai they have the they call it kind of the Grand Canyon of the Pacific.
Okay.
I don't remember what that one's called because they all have very similar names.
Sure. I'm sure it's English, but I'm sure there's a little bit of a culture shock when you start reading names out there, right? Like they're
Well, yeah, I
probably
mean, a lot of
difficult.
them, they have a lot of, because they try and keep a lot of Hawaiian roots and, Native Hawaiian, the Polynesian
Yes. Yes, of course.
roots to it as much as they can. So it's all the roads are, it's like getting used to the roads there are pretty that's pretty interesting. But yeah, that PPY Trail, that Grand Canyon of the Pacific, I wish I could remember what it was called off the top of my head. And I'm kind of just giving you one from each island. So that was Maui. Kauai was that. Oahu, there was just this lighthouse trail where it's just, I mean, it
Okay.
was paved and everything, just an easy walk up, this kind of small mountain. But the view at the top was just, you could see along the coast, the northern coast of Oahu, and it
Oh,
was
that's
just
cool.
gorgeous.
So now there's
And
an ocean
I,
view. So we're talking about mountains and canyons and ocean views so far. That's pretty cool,
yeah, I,
Mike. That's really
there's
cool.
a, oh, it was great. Well, that was such a cool, that one especially, the lighthouse one was really cool for me. That was the first island hopping I'd done was in Oahu. And that was the first day where I had just gone, trail to trail to trail all day. With my method of just, that I kind of developed there. And so it was my third hike that day. It was getting into the late afternoon, early evening. I hadn't checked into my hotel, and so I thought about it. I was like, I wonder if I get. Oh, hey, I do get service up here. So I called the hotel. I was like, hey, just so you know, it's gonna be a while. And they're like, yeah, we don't care. That's fine. And then I thought about it. I was like, I get service up here. Let's see how this
Let's
goes.
keep
So
going.
I sent a picture of the view that I had to my dad, and then I called him and I was like, that picture you just got, that's what I'm looking at right now. And
Nice.
so I called my dad from there and kind of talked to him a little bit.
Nice. That's great.
And then the fourth island, the big island, that the one that I worked on had Volcano National Park. So there was a point where I hiked across like a dormant volcano, and then I called my dad from there too, because it just kind of seemed like kind of the tradition
So
basically
now you
at
gotta,
that
yeah,
point.
you have a theme.
So
I got it.
I called him, talked to him for a little while from there. But I mean, leading into this one, I think this might actually be my answer. Towards the end of my trip, a friend of mine and I went at night to Volcano National Park because it's open 24 hours,
Okay.
so that if you have the right timing, you can go and you can look at live lava like coming out at night.
So you get the red light,
So,
the red and
well,
yellows
yeah, not
at
just the
night.
you can you yeah, but you can see the magma too. If
That's
I mean,
cool.
because it'll it's kind of like a tide. It'll kind of come up sometimes, it'll go down sometimes, and there's a couple of websites you can try and keep track of it. Like, ooh, this is a good night to go and try and look for it. It's more active right now or whatever. But yeah, we got that's I might throw a picture of that up on the trail. Maybe that, maybe the waterfall. I might throw a couple of those up on the blog
Yeah,
because
we
they're
should
just
go back and reread the blog. Michael put some pictures of some of the supernature that he found.
man, I don't know. There aren't a lot of places you can see an active volcano in the world, and so that was very surreal. So I enjoyed that a lot too.
Yeah, that's great.
That's
Hey,
probably my
so
favorite one.
okay, so dealing with a short story long guy here, I asked you for one supernature thing and you gave me all of them.
You didn't ask me for one. You asked for a favorite, and I gave you a favorite from each island. That's how I work. You know this.
I'm
Everybody
just
listening knows this.
no, I'm just in case anybody missed it, short story long. Okay, so I have to ask you this because it's not just about getting to the peak of the hike and seeing the beautiful stuff in front of you. And my God, I'm jealous as hell. Waterfalls, like I said a minute ago, and ocean views and canyons and volcanoes. That's really awesome. But you also point out, like, this is an introspective thing for you. Like, you're out there and you're just sort of enjoying the nature, but you're also having moments where you're just kind of contemplating life and stuff, which I think is great. And there's some stuff that we should talk about that in a minute, but for now, you mentioned that some people go to the end of the hike, look at it, take a picture, and then go back, and you're like, I don't understand you at all. Like, why did you even come out here in the first place? Did you actually run into people that you saw that got out there and just basically took a family photo or took an individual photo and then just went back?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I
So
have a hard time
that was
imagining
the
seeing somebody do that.
well, I did too until then. I just but yeah, no, that was the inspiration for me, like writing that part. When I went up to the first waterfall that I just took kind of a while to mention at the end of the road to Hana there, right towards the beginning, I kind of met up with this family of four. And we were, both going up the same direction. So we were kind of just, we're going at a similar speed and everything. So we
Yeah.
kind of just ended up
Oh,
being
so you're
just
hiking
part of the
buddies.
group.
You made a hiking buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. So we took pictures for each other and everything on the way up. And, that was really cool.
How
But
long, I'm
yeah, it
sorry to
was.
interrupt. How long would a hike like that take? Like, how long were you with those people?
Well, that was the one that probably took a couple hours to get to the
Oh,
top.
so a couple hours. So you're really getting to know each other while you're hiking along and sharing stories
Yeah.
and stuff. Okay.
But yeah, so we got there and they took a couple pictures for me and I took a few pictures for them. And then that's kind of where we split off because there's kind of that big landing area, people are
Oh, okay,
going
right.
across this little stream and just kind of separating, picking their view or whatever. So that's kind of where we separated. But I like they kind of went up to an area maybe they shouldn't have and like took some pictures. And then I did take a lot of pictures, but then after that, I kind of just brought my camera down and looked at it with my eyes and just was like, wow, this is,
I looked
because
at
I
it with
told
my
myself,
eyes. It's so poetic.
well, it's true these days. Like you see, I'm not trying to get all like, ah, people with their phones, but like people with their phones are doing that. That's a real thing. It's, people are looking at this through the screen and I'm like, well, let me just actually see this. I kept telling myself, appreciate this,
Listen
so
to it.
I'm
Hear
making,
the water
yeah.
hitting the pool at the bottom, like appreciate it.
Right. So I'm making the point to, to remind myself, hey, appreciate this. And, you know, I'm standing there for a couple minutes and I look around, the family's gone. They just, all right. And like, they went back. I was like, I was gonna like go and see, like, hey, do you guys want to take them? They're gonna, nope, they were gone. They got up, they got their pictures, they looked at it for about 5 seconds and they left. And I'm like, I don't like you guys just spent the entire morning getting up here.
So
That's
they
really
did it.
because.
So they did a 2-hour hike for the gram, is what they did, basically.
Yes, I guess so. Yeah.
That's not me either, man. I'm with you on that, Mike. I'm with you.
I was up there for probably about a half hour, you know, and I mean, there were different points where I was taking pictures and everything. You know, I'd meet somebody else. There were several people that would, you know, try and take a selfie or whatever. And I was like, hey, picture for a picture or whatever. You know, like
Yeah.
they take one and that was how I got a lot of pictures that weren't
Yeah.
selfies for myself. But I also spent a lot of time just standing there and
Yeah.
just looking at it and just looking back and forth at this whole ravine and you know, 'cause there was like a little mini waterfall coming down here and then it just thinking about it, you know, thinking about the
Right.
power of this thing and
And if some nuance, perhaps.
yeah, well, and just appreciate that the whole super nature thing. That's what I'm talking
Yeah.
about.
Yeah.
It's like that's why you're there is to see that, not to take a picture. If you want a picture, you can just look one up. You know?
Right, somebody else has been there
That's
before.
always
There's a path.
that's always how I've felt about it anyway. You know, I
Right.
kind of just it's I'm I know I'm just one person. People look at things differently, but I just that
Sure.
was one thing I didn't understand, especially with that family. They got up there, they took their pictures, and they immediately left. And I couldn't, you know.
So this has reminded me of one time I was traveling through the Rocky Mountains, and it was either a mountain or I was close to the Grand Canyon. There was a pull off on the expressway and a gorgeous kind of scenery. Pulled over and just went to look at it for a little while and take it in and breathe it in, because you really don't see much of that in the Midwest. You see cornfields, right?
Right.
And I'm just taking a look for a little while. We have a place to go, and we got a time frame where we want to get there, but it was one of those pull off scenic outlook type things, right? So we go up there and Nikki and I are just looking at it like, man, this is cool. We don't get to see this around home. And there was a dude that had pulled off, and he had pulled out his guitar and was sitting on a rock playing the guitar towards the canyon or the mountain, whichever it was. And I was
Okay.
like, well, that seems a little forced, but I think he's a little more in tune with what you were doing than what the family was doing. Like, oh, cool. Picture.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Can I tell you a quick story about somebody that absolutely didn't appreciate it but wasn't even worried that this is a little unrelated. So
Please do.
my last day in Maui, I drove up the other side of the island and I stopped along the I left pretty early so I could whale watch. So I just was watching in the bay and you just saw
Oh,
in the distance all
that's
these
great.
whales, you know, just kind of coming up. And then once in a while one would kind of be a little closer and but you know, I got there early enough that I just picked my spot. You know, I was the first one there and I'm waiting. And then cars got to this. It's just like a little pull off, you know, just
Okay.
there's 12 parking spots or whatever. So I would do that and I'd watch for a while, you know, I'd take a few pictures and I'd kind of be waiting there with the camera to try and get a good picture of the whale. And then I'd just stop and I'd just watch the whales, you know, moving around for a while. And a couple of times I got back in my car and I was like, I was kind of just going on a whim that day. I'm like, all right, what's the next thing I want to look at? You know, where do I want to go? And then I'd hear just like a little splash and the people that were still watching be like, oh, and I'm like, oh, one was close. And I ran up and then I didn't see it. Okay, well now I'm out of my car again. I stood there and watched for a little while, and then I got back in my car. Kind of the same thing, you know, a couple of times. Well, one of the times that I was like in my car trying to kind of figure out, you know, where I was going, I looked up and there was this kind of older couple, and the wife is facing the bay. You know, she's got her camera and she's looking, and yeah, that's great. And her husband is standing facing the exact opposite direction with his back to the bay, and he's looking up kind of in the distance. Now, Maui's got one of the really cool, unique things about Maui is there almost any point in Maui you can be driving along, and if you look this way, there's ocean, and if you look this way, there's mountains, and it's so cool. Except in this one spot, there's just this weird little cliff that kind of blocked any good view. It's kind of a dirt, like there was a net over it and stuff. Just the one part that, like, you want to look outward for this one. There's nothing this way. And he is just staring at nothing. Just looking the wrong way. And so I got a little picture of that guy, and I sent it to my friend Josh. And I was like, I don't think this guy understands, what's going. And he just, his comment was, dude doesn't even know how to look at whales right. I just, he was staring off in the distance as if there was a view, and there just wasn't. And that
He
cracked
was
me up.
contemplating life for sure. I guarantee you that. He was angry with life and contemplating life. Okay, so let's get back to the story here, or we're gonna get to the important stuff of the story in a minute. You mentioned in this that you enjoyed rubbing it in. Other people you told, hey, I'm in Hawaii and you're not, but you particularly enjoyed rubbing it into me that you were in Hawaii and I was not. Cool guy Mike is doing all these hikes in Hawaii and stuff.
But before you, I know where you're going with this. Before you say that,
Don't cut.
it
Hey, let me
wasn't
have my
just
moment.
you. No, hold on. I because it wasn't just you.
Yeah.
I remember my first. I had only been in Hawaii for like 4 days, and I just had a really cool view, and I got a picture, and I was just genuinely sharing, like, "Hey, look at this! Isn't this really cool?" And I sent a picture to my
Yeah.
buddy, and his text back was just like, "Asshole."
Right.
I was like, "Oh,
Right.
okay, it's gonna be one of those,
That
like,
set the
I get
stage
it."
for yes,
Because
yes, yes.
when I got there was January, and you know what it's like
Right.
in January in Illinois.
Yes.
So yeah,
Yes.
I understood from there, like, there's gonna be, like, I'm not doing all of it on purpose, but I'm doing a little bit of it
A
on
little bit,
purpose.
yeah. I can report to everyone listening that you rubbing it in was accurate. It was definitely accurate. You were sending pictures and sending texts, and you're like, how cold is it at home? Because, I'm looking at whales.
I
You definitely really
specifically was, I mean, I definitely, like, gave you a lot of shit about it, though.
Yes.
I
Yes.
because
And
I wasn't trying to be like, ooh, what's the weather like at home, for everyone else. But you,
you
yeah, a little more.
absolutely were like that. This,
With
don't
you,
say you
I
weren't trying
was.
to. Yes, absolutely. Okay, so I specifically remember as this project was rolling, like we had done several, we've written several blogs, sent them to each other, and we hadn't really started the rewriting process. We were just writing them.
All right. Well,
And
and we had
every.
just actually gotten it re-rolling because we were, we had kind of hit a standstill for a while. And, I did the on the plane to Hawaii thing, and that kind of sparked us, writing a few things back and forth. So we were really starting to make some headway, at least, at the beginning of this.
Right. And early on, we didn't see each other all that often. It was all through email. As we've told everybody, we do like a Zoom movie group every week. We see each other all the time now. But at the time, we were still just trading ideas back and forth. And when we couldn't meet at Buffalo Wild Wings because you were, on the other side of the planet, we did a Zoom meeting. And I remember that very specifically. I could barely see you because it was sunset or past sunset, and I'm hearing fucking waves in the background, and you're just like, "Oh, hey, I just wanted you to know I'm in Hawaii on my porch, and can you hear the waves?" Like you were being a dick about it the whole time,
It was a stream, but it was still really, really nice.
yeah,
It was a
and.
really nice view.
I do remember that being a pretty productive conversation about the direction we were going. But you also informed me about an injury. So I'd like to ask this question as retribution for all of the shit you gave me about being in Hawaii. On any of those hikes, Mike, did you hurt yourself?
Now, we've been over this.
I know we covered it, but I want to ask again.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, of course I did.
Check
I
podcast
hurt my
episode
knee.
4. We've covered it, but
Yeah, well, episode 3. But yeah, no, I hurt my knee. That was when I hurt my knee on the hike.
Do you want to go into that in any detail? No. No, you don't. Okay.
So I mean, we had a couple of Zoom meetings, and I do remember rubbing this into your face a lot more the first time before the injury. Because the second time I was on my porch, but I was actually feeling kind of down about the whole thing, you know, because I couldn't do as much.
Oh, that's right.
The hiking was kind of out, and you
That's
actually kind
right.
of like, I was telling you all
I
this
talked
cool
you out of
stuff I'd done,
a bit of, you were
and
in
you
a
kind of were
funk. I
like,
do
hey, that
remember that.
was, yeah. And you're just
Yeah.
like, man, you've done a lot of really cool stuff. And I just thought, like, in my own head, I went, hey, I have done a lot. Like, hey, he's
Yeah.
right, you know, and it kind
Yeah.
of got me out of a funk. So, but yeah, before that, before the knee injury, I definitely was giving you a lot of shit about it. So that's, that's
Yeah.
fair play. You're right.
Right. Now, let's talk about the irony of the injury, though. I'll just ask that and I'll give you the floor.
Well, okay. So we're gonna talk about there's a certain individual we're gonna
There's a
reference.
girl. There's a girl. That's right.
Yeah. And this is not the only time we're gonna talk. Like, this isn't the
That's
only
right.
entry or podcast where this person's gonna come up. But so I planned this week, this 3 days in Kauai and all this hiking and everything, specifically because one of the ways I would open the door to getting involved with this person again every year was I would wish them a happy birthday. For 7 years I did this. And you know, this was after that last kind of time, and I was like, I knew, you know, this has to be
Right.
done. And
Right.
so the first real big hurdle for me to actually get over it and know that, hey, I've actually like started to move on here was to get past her birthday without talking to her.
Without doing the thing.
So the
That it was
way,
like a hook to
right.
bring you back in. It was your own hook to bring you back in emotionally to
Yes.
this thing. And you went out
Yeah.
of your way to not allow yourself to do that.
Right. So this was one of the most difficult hikes in Hawaii, but definitely, especially on the island of Kauai. And so, you know, I looked at the calendar and I was like, oh, well, I'm going to do that hike. Cause they even say in the thing, like, turn your phone on airplane mode because you're going to have no service. You might as well
You
reserve
could
battery so that
lose
you
the
can take
battery. Yeah.
pictures. Yeah. You drive to like this w little parking lot and like a shuttle bus drives you the rest of the way. Cause like that's how, you know, kind of secluded the whole thing is. And I forgot my hiking shoes. Like I was so prepared. I had my bag ready. Like I was so pre and then I got on that bus and 5 minutes in, I was like, fuck, I forgot my shoes.
It's
And
like flushing a sock down the toilet after somebody tells you not to flush a sock down the toilet.
I don't think it's quite like that, but it is just as unfortunate.
Right.
And I'm not gonna say that that was the cause of me hurting my knee because I didn't have the right shoes,
Right.
but I don't know how to finish that sentence.
Okay. So it's a
Actually, no,
possibility.
it's a possible. I think also I had already, I mean, I could feel my knee kind of tweaking at the beginning of that hike, and I was like, I'll just walk through it. Like it'll be fine. You know, I know when it'll
I
get
know my
bad, and then it
knee.
got bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it got pretty bad. And then I kept going anyway. And then I got worse and I kept going. But I was kind of making my way through it. And then I went the wrong way for a couple of miles and ran into that girl that I was like, hey, is the
All right.
waterfall up here? And
Right.
she's like, yeah, there's no waterfall. And I was like, oh, shit. So like I'm following her back the other way. And that's when I got to the landing and I stepped down and that's when I felt that tweak and was like, oh man, this is bad. So that day was her birthday. Because I
That
was like, all
was
right,
the
well,
day.
I'm gonna spend all of it, or at least most of this day without cell phone service so that I'm not, you know, I don't even have access to say anything to her. But also for myself, I'm gonna just enjoy this. I'm gonna appreciate, you know, the nature and
Oh.
this awesome hike. This is gonna be a great thing for
The
me.
day.
On this
The
day,
day is the day you
yeah.
injured yourself.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, I
Oh man.
had this big plan, and again, it was supposed to be like a nice, a nice thing just for myself. Like, instead of focusing on her and being sad about her and all that on her birthday, I was like, no, I'm going to do this awesome thing for myself. Right. And this is what this day is going to be about.
Love that.
And then as I, you know, as I was starting the day, there was maybe a little part of me that was doing it for spite.
People can't see your facial expression right now, but it's glorious. You look happy and guilty at the same time. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Okay, so you're doing it for spite.
But I definitely feel guilty.
You're hiking for spite. I like it.
Like, everything I said is genuine, but there was a small part of me that was kind of doing it for spite. And
yeah,
like, just a part of it was like, ha, I'm going to have an awesome day instead of talking to you.
I love this. I'm behind this.
Well, that's not the right way to go about it. But there was, you can't help it. You know, there's part of that just happens. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you know, I hurt my knee and then I, you know, am moving so slowly that I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to make it back to the bus in time. And so I'm just feeling miserable. And of course, along the trail, when I'm trying to walk back really, really slowly, I really have to pee because I've been downing water the whole time, you know, because I'm hiking and there's nowhere. I mean, it's just a walkway along the side of a cliff, and there's just no, and people are just coming the other way. Just there's nowhere. So I see, oh, like those woods, I could maybe get, you know, if I could walk normally, sure, I could sneak up in there and I could be there in a couple of minutes. But it took me like a half hour just to get to those woods I could see.
Oh, God.
And like wait for people to go by. So like, and it was just a nightmare of a day. And I just remember thinking in, you know, kind of that feeling sorry for myself way of just like, of course, I'm still having a bad day. You know, it's, I can't escape having a bad day on this, you know. So I took it more personally than I should have at the time, but it's funny to think back at it. And despite how that all went, I still think I made the right choice in trying to put myself in one of the most beautiful places in the world and enjoy that as much as I could instead of focusing completely on her. Still thought about it, of course.
No doubt about that.
And then I thought about it more when I got hurt. But I still think it was the right move, and it partially worked.
So you did a hike first bite, and it bit you in the knee.
I mean, if we're going to sum it up like that, I guess that's.
Don't take your spite with you when you go for the hike. Don't take your spite with you. Leave that out of the backpack.
That's true. That is 100% true.
Yeah.
But That wasn't the whole thing, but you know, there was a little bit of that, and so
I'm sorry that I'm laughing at your pain.
No, you're not. Anyway, so
I really am. I will say this in all sincerity. I love the idea that you were like, this is something that has been so vexing for so long. I'm gonna remove myself from the entire thing and I'm gonna go do this other great thing and just not have that other thing be part of my life. I, as much as I'm laughing, I do love the inspired effort to go do something that introspective and also seclusive. I think that's really cool. I think that's a really, really, really positive way of handling something that that was at that point so negative for you. So kudos to you. The irony of you doing that and getting hurt is a little funny to me. And I'm trying to hold back the laughter, but
even,
I'm not.
No,
I'm not holding back the laughter very well. But I think
you
handled
this
that
for a reason. I knew you would enjoy this.
yes.
Because I mentioned this when we were going through editing this this entry last week before we published it. I briefly mentioned it to you that like this was on the day and you didn't know that part.
I did not
on the day.
I didn't know until last week that this was that day. Yes. I laughed a lot harder that day than I did just now. Yes.
It like, to your credit, it is very funny.
Oh, the irony. Oh, the irony.
Well, yeah. Thank you for the genuine compliment there. And keyword and as the inspired effort, the keyword there being effort. You know,
yeah, doesn't always you could drop a play, it doesn't always run the way you want it to. Sometimes the defense has
but no, it was But yeah, thank you. All right, so if we can move past me hurting myself.
I'm going to try.
For a second. Wait, I know it's tough. can I ask you a question? I know you're yes. asking me a lot about this. Absolutely. But can I ask you something here?
Yeah.
So this wasn't supposed to be part of our story.
Oh, that's true.
I wrote this as a just, you know, I there was the little editor's note there. I wrote this just as cathartic release.
Mm-hmm.
And sent it. It was the night before I went on that hike. I was sitting at that hostel, listening to the waves and everything. And I just felt like writing. We had been writing back and forth. And yeah. I think about halfway through me writing that, I was like, I want to show a person what I'm writing here.
Yeah. You know?
And it made sense to send it to you because you kind of knew the story, you know, as far as what it was about. And we were working on the project. So I'm like, I just sent it to you. I was like, hey, this isn't an entry or anything. This is just me just venting, basically.
You were very clear about that. Yes. You were very clear about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I shared it with you. And I don't feel like we talked about it for like after that, for like a couple of years. And then as we're putting this together, you're like, hey, I included that. Like, this is going to be part of this.
Yeah.
And at first I was kind of resistant, and then I, you know, after rereading it and everything, I was like, okay, I get it. And it actually fits perfectly now that we're kind of bringing this whole thing together. Anyways, I wanted to ask, so like, what was your thought when I sent this to you the first time that, and then I was like, hey, this isn't a thing. I'm just sending you my thoughts. Like, what did you think of what I wrote? And also, what did you think of just me sending you that regardless of what I had written? And then, third question on top of that is, what is it about that made you think, oh, we need to include this? Obviously, we're going to tie this in a little more anyway, but I just want to know your initial thought on why you were like, this is part of the story.
Sure. Okay. So if I can put myself back on the day that I read this the first time. One, you had a title for it. And you had called it The Great Escape. That was the title of it from the very beginning. And I was like, you don't title something if you're just writing it just for the hell of it. Like there's like Mike is saying, this is just a thing I'm writing on the side. And I totally understood what you were saying. We had gotten to the point where we weren't really sure where this project was going. We were just writing back and forth. And because you had put a title on it, I thought to myself, I think he's saying more than he thinks that he's saying. There was a little bit of that going on in the back of my head. It was kind of like a little puzzle that I didn't have the pieces to, but it struck me that way. So I read that and I thought, you know, I'm writing things. He's writing things. We're really starting to communicate through this medium. He's really trying to tell me something here. And it's not just... This was a moment for me where it was not just fun and funny stories. Like Mike he's putting his heart in this piece of writing here, and he's processing emotions in this. And I thought, I don't think we should look at this as something as a side piece. I think this is part of what we're actually doing here. And I didn't know where it was going to go. I just, in my head, I was like, I'm not ready to dismiss this so quickly as something that shouldn't be part of our project. I'm going to keep it in the back of my head, and I'm going to save it, and I'm going to see where things go. And that really was it. That like the first read was, there's something here and there's a lot of heart in there, and we haven't done that. And I appreciate the fact that you said, this isn't for the project. We just write now, and I'm in the moment, and I just wrote something, and I just wanted to get your honest feedback. I think that's how you sent it to me. Just give me your honest feedback about what you think about what I wrote here. And it was an early new connection for us as I don't know, as friends, as people who are sharing things. We have a lot of funny stuff, but there's some heartfelt stuff that we've put in here. I mean, I, you know, think about the first 10 episodes so far. There's a lot of real stuff in here, you know, about how we feel about our families and life choices and stuff. And this was a first moment where there was some vulnerability and some heart and some true emotion, and I really, really enjoyed that.
As far as
And
writing, because I mean, we had discussed
yeah.
real stuff before in like in conversation, but as
Agreed.
far as writing back and forth, this was kind of one of the first times where I was just like, here's my heart on a page. There you go. Tell me what you think.
I liked it from the beginning. And so I really did kind of like put it on the side, like, you know what? I'm not going to bring it up right now, but there will be a time later where I'm going to be like, hey, this should be part of our story. And that is not the only time that I have pushed you on publishing something that you didn't intend to publish. But I'm glad that I did because, again, I'm going to say the word vulnerability, and you really kind of, you're being brave here because people are reading this that, you know, maybe don't know you, and your heart is right on a plate. And I like that about this episode a lot.
Thank you. What did you like about it? Just because you said, "Oh, I like this a lot." Like, what did you? I just even honestly, was it just the heart, or was there like
Well,
anything, just something about?
I think the line, somebody broke my heart. My heart was broken and I have to deal with that. And this is how I'm dealing with it. I just thought was really open, you know, like it was really brave to say that in front of somebody who hasn't lived your story. And I think because, you know, if something bad happens, you tell your really close people that are close to you, but you kind of keep it to yourself. But you were being very open and honest about something that was difficult for you. And I think the way you wrote it is really nice. And the scenery around Hawaii is great. And again, I'm going to say it, your approach to dealing with something so negative was to take something so positive and put a good spin on it was impressive. And I liked the openness and the sort of how can I put this? The prescription that you wrote for yourself. I just really like that about how you wrote this.
Interesting. It's an interesting phrase for that. I like that. Thank you.
Okay, so I have a question for you, because I think this is a full circle moment here. The impetus of you and I actually even getting together in the first place and having a beer and going on this crazy fucking journey was a Facebook post. And I responded to your Facebook post by saying, because you're not garbage. And the post was, there's no way I'd remember it word for word, but it was something like, okay,
Nobody,
Evan.
I remember. No,
Okay.
nobody gets to make me feel like garbage about myself ever again, ever.
Yes.
That was the
Yes.
post.
And I responded something like, well, that's because you're not garbage. And then after that, we went off public and we were having,
Yeah,
you
you said that. That's because you're not garbage, and this is obvious. That was the
yes.
line. Yeah.
And then after that, you're like, hey, let's have lunch sometime. And I was like, once a Larson student, always a Larson student. And then we got to this point. Is that the same girl?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Yep, that's all connected for sure.
oh man. I thought it was, but I wasn't sure. But I mean, this really is a full circle moment for us.
Yeah, there are a lot of threads that are going to start getting tied together,
Yeah.
and it kind of starts here,
Yeah. Yes, it does.
with this. And you know, ironically, that post where I said nobody gets to make me blah, 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 that
Yeah.
was the second to last time that I'd been through a cycle with this person. I still had one more trip,
Right.
which, you know,
Yeah, we will
you and I
document
are going to
that.
get to,
Yep, we'll
yeah,
talk
you and
about
I
that
are going to get
shortly.
to your involvement. Well, some shortly and some in some
Yeah.
others. Like, we're not done talking about this,
Right.
but yeah, that's. You're right. This is kind of a full circle moment, and the threads are starting to get tied together here.
Yeah, so let's bring this back for a second to The Great Escape and get us back to our point in our story where you're in Hawaii and you're in a, I got to get past this moment. And you're taking it out with these hikes, which is, as I said before, such a positive thing. So let me ask you this.
But that was the checkpoint. That was like, if I can make it past this date and not
Yeah.
like, 'cause up to that point, there was always a little bit of a temptation to just, maybe I'll message her or whatever. But I
Right.
was like, if I can get to that birthday and if I can allow that day to pass
Yeah.
and feel okay about like, oh, I didn't wish her a happy birthday this year,
Yeah.
then I knew I was gonna be okay. Like I
Man,
still had a
that's
lot of being okay to do after that, but that I knew that was like the major checkpoint for me. So
Mike,
anyway.
that's a cool inner strength moment that I admire about you.
Well, kind of bringing this full circle, like we've been trying to here, tying threads together and everything. This was kind of a big turning point in our project. It was a big turning point in just our relationship and everything we've been doing just personally as friends and everything. And it's kind of a big turning point in the actual story we're telling here too. Like this
Yeah, no,
is
I totally agree. Like, as we're saying, this is the first time that we wrote something and you wrote it that had some vulnerability and some substance to it. I have to admit to something. When I wrote my first entry for this blog, it never had the secret that I was looking for a different job. And when you wrote your first stuff, it never had something about a difficulty with heartbreak and romantic relationships. The first time we went and met each other, we were just having fun. You know, like we were both just there to meet somebody and have fun, and there were positive vibes. But as we have alluded to before, we both had some kind of life struggle that we were bringing to the table that we were not going to bring up. Right. And this was the first moment that you brought it up. Neither one of us were thinking when we started this project about including things that were negative about our lives. It was all going to be about, hey, I met this student that I used to know, and we're going to tell funny stories. And it through the process of us writing this, we uncovered that there was some uncomfortable stuff that we had to get up.
Yeah.
And we're to the point now with this story where we're turning a corner. And I guess that's maybe, if nothing else, that's the most important thing that people should hear today is that as we have opened this particular can of worms, and I have hinted at, somebody who really likes teaching, I was to the point where I was planning on looking for a different job that day. We're going to find out that this story is going to take a little bit of a turn here, and we're going to talk about how that played out through us sending blog entries to each other. And exploring on accident almost, or just because of the process, how we ended up helping each other through a couple of bad situations.
Yeah. I know we've had, like you said, we've had a lot of funny stuff and we've still had some really
Oh, we got
thoughtful stuff.
more,
I
and we
mean,
have more.
yeah, of course. But you're why am I doing this? Especially part two, and you're referring to, Mrs. Udall and all that. It's very, very just thoughtful and,
Right.
that was all really good too. But yeah, this is coming up here where there's gonna be more vulnerability, I think, for
That's
both of
right.
us.
That's right.
There's still gonna be some funny things here and there.
Yeah,
Definitely.
oh, for sure. But we're not done with this story about this girl. And we're not done with this story about me thinking, hey, I've had it with teaching. I've got to move on. We have more to say
Right.
about that. And if you can think of our story as three acts, it's the case that we're starting act two with this story.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd agree with that. It's interesting for me 'cause this is a turning point of the story, but when we think about our actual history of creating the story, this was a turning point in us creating the story too. So
No,
it's kind of a meta like layer.
totally agree. We didn't intend the story to go in the direction that it ended up going.
Right.
And in real time as we were writing blogs back and forth and sharing with each other, like, let's do this. The story changed itself.
This is a bit of a multiverse crux point
Yeah,
here. This is
that's not really a recipe for success if you're writing a novel. You should know where the novel's going when you start writing the fucking novel. Like, you should have an idea.
right.
We had an idea and it changed and it shifted. And I think we would both agree it got better as we went through it.
The original idea for this was your idea was let's bring people in on the day. Like they're sitting at the bar with us and telling, just sharing stories. And that was a great idea. And that was kind of the spirit of our first act, if you will. And we still have some of that, like you said.
I remember the feeling as we were talking about, so I'm going to use the word vulnerability again, you know, because we had meetings and we were talking about, like, should we actually write about this or should we just keep this to ourselves? Like, maybe this isn't the kind of thing that you put out on the internet. Like, hey, let's think about that. And I think we both agreed pretty quickly. Nope, let's, if we're doing this, let's do it. Right? If we're doing this, let's do it. And so I wrote down a phrase that I think.
Before you get to that, one quick fun little peek behind the curtain for everybody. One of the things we discussed before we started publishing, over the last, the couple of years, is on and off, is we were discussing maybe using pen names and like
Oh, we
making up
were, yeah.
names. And and I think you find, like, I was almost dead set on it, and you finally made the point that it was like, this is our story and we're telling it and we're, putting ourselves out there. It should be us. And I remember, like, when you told me that, I went, oh yeah, he's right. It's got to just be us. It's got to be Mike Wilde and Tim Larson. There's no other way to do it. But yeah, we were considering doing that.
We've stopped just short of giving out our social security numbers and credit card numbers. We stopped just short of doing that.
Well, I mean, we stopped a little shorter than that.
There's
But yeah,
and there's
like we.
hey, there's more episodes to go. You never know what'll happen. But I'll tell you this. I want to put this as a teaser. I don't think it's going to be a spoiler, but you guys listening, here's what we're about to get into. What we found once we started getting into the parts of life that aren't so funny and pretty is that it turns out that what I meant to Mike Wilden 18 years ago when he was in my classroom, it came back around to help him with his situation and life struggle. And as a parallel, which is what this whole story is about, is parallels, is what Mike meant to me in the classroom ended up helping me out with mine. And over the course of the next, I don't know, 7 to 10 episodes, we'll lay out the reasons why.
Yeah. I don't think that's too much of a. I mean, I did say at the end of my very first entry, like, mentioned you helping me find my voice,
That's
like,
right.
like you had so
That's
many
right.
years ago. So,
And
I
again,
guess we're kind of.
that wasn't in the first iteration of you writing that first episode. We put that in as we got done with the story and went back and we're rewriting. We started putting some hints to it, but it's time to uncover some truths.
You know, something else that wasn't in the original copy that we figured out was using the word escape at the end of
Oh my God.
that.
Oh my God. Let's talk. Let's end this on a high. We were editing this and we got to the last paragraph of this episode. And what is the line? If
Just
you're
had
looking.
something written. I had something written, and again, it was just because it was off the cuff. I hadn't looked at this in 2 years because I had forgotten about it until you brought it up. You know, when we were starting to figure out the order of stories and everything, and I was like, "Wait, why is that on the board?" But basically, my last line was something about like, "So go, go basically go find a hike." Like,
That's right. Your story doesn't end. I got it right in front of me. Your story doesn't end at a heartbreak. The show must go on. And that was, and see the best show that the earth has to offer.
oh
It
yeah,
was in that neighborhood.
it seemed off.
We were like, it's just, it's missing something.
And we went through this two or three times and we couldn't figure it out.
really
And then
did.
finally we were like, we took a second. We're like, okay, wait, there's got to be the word. And you had an idea. And like whatever you said wasn't what I was looking for, but whatever it was sparked the idea. It was like, oh, and again, that's how you and I work off of each
So
other.
let me
It's
give
just
it to you.
like we just.
I'm going to give you exactly what I said. I was like, so if you're looking for something, go find yourself some enjoy nature, you know,
And I was
and
like,
then,
something like an escape.
yeah.
We both just went, oh, damn it.
Like, how did we not know that the whole time? The last line should be the name of the fucking article. If you need an escape, go enjoy nature. I hope you guys appreciate this because honestly, we're so dumb. We don't even know what we're doing, and we just
Oh, yeah.
half-ass ourselves into landing on our feet here.
I mean, we're
So.
using our whole asses, but we still definitely luck our way into some good lines.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, in summing this up, I've always loved that you wrote this. I'm glad that this ended up in the rotation of our blog entries. And I'm just going to say thank you for being the first person to put your heart on the plate and getting some real stuff in here instead of just funny, superficial stuff. This wasn't easy for you to include into our project. And I think that we're all better off for it because we're really talking about life here, and you allowed some stuff that was difficult for you to be part of our story about life.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. I think honestly, part of it was, this part of the story became so much a part of our story that it was like we almost had to include it,
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I appreciate that. I'm also glad that you convinced me to include this. I went back and read through it. I'm like, yeah, okay. I'm glad, especially once we fine-tuned it. I was like, yeah, okay, I think we've got something good here. So I'm glad that you pushed me to do it because, I would have you said this several episodes ago where we were talking about our, writing styles and just our personalities, how you would have released this immediately, regardless of how it looked.
That's
And
correct.
I would have thought about it and tried to perfect it again and again and again until it just never happened. And I just never ended up putting it out. And so we just kind of compromised.
Well, from my perspective, you went on a hike for spite and you hurt yourself. And you wrote this not for spite, but just for yourself. And as we post it, much better things happened as a result. Take that for what it's worth.
That's a way to sum up the last 45 minutes in about 20 seconds right there. Yeah,
That's what
that's.
I do. That's what I do. Hey man, I just absolutely love this piece, and I'm glad that we published it, and it is opening a door for things coming up. So let's call it a wrap on the Great Escape, and
Yeah.
let's move on and tell everybody what's coming up next in the show. You ready to go on to part three?
Yeah, but real quick before we do, I feel like it's necessary. I want to say this here. Thank you guys so much that have been following along. For everybody that's been reading the blogs, listening to the podcast, doing both, we really do appreciate it. It's been very creatively fulfilling and just it's been really nice to reflect just for us. But it's nice to be able to tell this story and have people actually pay attention. We've heard a lot of positive things from people and that's just they all mean a lot. We really appreciate you following along with the story and we hope you enjoy this next act.
Okay, guys, that was our take on The Great Escape, Mike's blog episode number 10. And we're gonna put a bow on that one and we're gonna move on. So the next thing that's coming up is a blog entry coming out Wednesday, and it is written by me, and it is so the count is 3 and 2. We're gonna get back to a little more of the baseball theme here. And Mike, why don't you tell them what they can look forward to reading about? So the count is 3-2.
Well, this is kind of your side of what I wrote about in Home Run Part One. You know, I kind of
Yes.
talk a little bit about when I was a kid, how I first got into baseball. And there is a part two to that. You also have two parts to your story about how you got into baseball. And so this is your version of that. Of, you know, there's a great, some great scenery back to childhood and, you know, your first baseball game. And there's a lot of stuff. I'm not going to spoil any of it. All I'll say is that towards the end of this, we do briefly introduce another very important character from your past and your story
Yeah.
that will come up down the road as well.
Maybe the most important, honestly, to the theme of our story.
We are going to get it's, you know, this is still, you know, baseball is still a central theme here. Don't think we've forgotten that,
Can't get away
folks.
from it. Yeah, can't hide
It's
it.
yeah, it's still gonna happen,
Man.
but this is a really good one. It's gonna be a fun read for you guys, I think.
Yeah, and so I'll tell you what, let's leave you guys with a little challenge. Try and figure out before the blog is over why I called it so the count is 3-2 in the first place. I'll just leave that with you guys and you'll get it by the end of the blog.
You know, I haven't read it for a little while, so I actually can't remember why the count is
You
three and
don't know
two is
why I
the
called it
title
the count is
either.
3-2? Okay.
If I reread it, I would know, but I can't remember off the top of my head.
Well, it's good that you prepare for these things when we do
That's
these. Knowing that we're talking about it, I didn't think you would read it. But you know, it's maybe that's
I
just something I
think I
do. You're your
remember
own
it.
artist. We're artists here, you know. All right, guys. So I think we're about ready to wrap this up. As always, let's talk about if you guys want to make some comments or give us some suggestions for things to talk about. That's always available. We always love hearing from you guys. So, Mike, tell them where they can send some comments or some likes or get in touch with us.
Well, our email is either 15yearslaterblog@gmail.com or 15yearslaterofficial@gmail.com or on social media or on Instagram and Threads, I guess, at 15yearslaterofficial. If you occasionally want to see random stuff from our account that doesn't really have a lot to do with anything, at 15 years later, TM is our Twitter slash X handle. But yeah, email us 15 years later official at gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 15 years later official.
I like the idea of taking that X account and throwing more and more random stuff that has less to do with what we're talking about, just to keep us out there and keep people involved. Please, if you guys are listening to the podcast and you haven't caught up with the blog, go to 15-years-later.com. That's a numerical 15-years-later.com and catch up on the blogs too, because that was the whole point of doing this in the first place. We're having a great time doing this, and it's turned into kind of a joy of ours. So, thanks for listening. Thanks for reading. Thanks for commenting. We really appreciate you guys. Have yourselves a good week.
Just a reminder, we are part of the SPDM Crew Podcasting Network.